Hello, my name is Darshan.
My name is Anaya.
And we are the creators of
BabyAuthors.com.
So, I don't know what to talk about today.
I don't know either.
What are you thinking?
I think I want to talk about the house.
What house?
Another house that we can live in.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it. Another house that we can live in. So, what are your thoughts?
I want to live in a beautiful house that has stairs.
Ooh, a house that has stairs. I'm actually scared of a house that has stairs.
Why?
Because, well, two things.
Because, well, I want my bedroom to be upstairs.
Yeah, you want your bedroom to be upstairs. I don't like walking up the stairs. And
I do.
And I think it's easy to fall downstairs.
Well, I like stairs.
You like stairs. Well, we got to see what we can do. I don't know. That one house we were looking at, I like it. The big house.
The one that had the upstairs?
The house that had the, in the kids' room, they had a chalkboard. And,
Yeah,
that one.
I did want to do that.
Yeah, that was a nice house. That's the house I like.
Oh, maybe, I was just about to think, maybe on Father's Day, on Father's Day, we can go on to the canoeing.
Do canoeing on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Father's Day is coming up soon.
Yeah, but I really want to do it right now.
You want to go canoeing right now?
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
We're not gonna have a car.
We're not gonna have a car. What do you mean?
You're gonna be gone that time.
What, on Father's Day?
No, you're gonna be gone by the time you leave. By the time you're getting ready to leave, and I want to cook a drink right now.
What do you mean? Where am I going?
Aren't you going to work after this?
Oh well, I'm going to a meeting after this. But I got you. I know what you mean now. I thought you meant like I was gonna be taking a car somewhere. Other than that, no. I'm here.
I know.
It's podcast time. So, you are into, day three of podcasting, right?
Yes.
And you're doing 20 minutes a day. How are you liking it so far?
I'm liking it because they keep on reminding you.
Yeah, she's definitely reminded me. because I normally don't do podcasts early in the morning. But she's like, oh, let's do it. Let's do 20 minutes. Let's get it out the way. Because you're trying to... What are you trying to get?
I'm trying to get a big old Lego house, but every time I wake up in the morning, all I think is that some kid just bought it.
Yeah. You know what? I better go check on it. Yeah. Sure. I think I need to stop by the store today to make sure that it's still there. Because you're going to be upset if it's gone. And,
Can I go with you?
Well, no. Well, maybe later. When I come back, I'll take you. Let's do that. When I come back, we'll go to Target and see if it's still there. Because we may have to put it aside because she's working for this huge Lego set that's worth $100. She's getting paid $1 a minute to do a podcast. So podcasting is good, guys, if you're getting paid $1 a minute. But she's been staying on top of her P's and Q's. She's been reminding me to do the podcast first thing in the morning before I leave. Let's do 20 minutes and I pay her right on the spot afterwards.
Yeah, because so. Then there's only one more day until it's Friday.
Yeah, but don't rush the days. Stay in today. Don't ever rush tomorrow. Just stay right here, right now. It's important. So this Lego set, just tell the people what it looked like. Do you remember what it looked like?
No.
She don't even remember. Oh, that's terrible. You don't even remember what it looked like. What was it? You just know that you saw a big old Lego set.
I think that kid did buy it. So I think there's this house that you can buy. It's a big old Lego set also. And it's so big that you can even put people in the house.
If I'm not mistaken, when I saw the Lego set, I think it's a big castle. It's something huge. I forgot what it was myself. Yeah. all I know, I saw the $99.99, and I go, yeah, I'm definitely not just buying that for you. You're going to have to work for it. So doing 20 minutes on a podcast is a lot longer than you think. It's a lot harder than people think.
Can you just do 14?
No, 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 no. We're going for the full 20. We have a lot to talk about anyway. We got to tell people about babyauthors.com and all the stuff that we have.
Tomorrow.
No, we got to tell them today. So so by the end of the week, we plan on uploading all the watches. Yeah. We're waiting for you to finish culling your strawberry. We talked about the strawberry that you wanted to. No, it's not done. You gotta outline it. So she's drawing she's painting a strawberry, right? Yeah, and we're gonna upload that.
Yeah, then I'm gonna draw Kayla again.
Oh, my cousin Kayla, or our cousin Kayla, is going to college on a scholarship for basketball. And she's leaving on
the 25th.
Yeah, she's leaving on the 25th.
And I don't even know why it doesn't say that.
Why? Yeah, I don't know. What, the calendar?
Yeah, why does it say that?
That calendar wouldn't say that, but you know, you gotta write it in. So you can write it in and say Kayla's leaving on this day. Yeah, she's going to school.
Talking.
Oh, sorry. I thought you was gonna say something.
No, I had nothing to say.
So Kayla's leaving. We're doing a going away party or gathering for her. She's going to college, like 4 hours away. So we're not gonna see her for a while. She's gonna be busy with the college life. And then Shay's baby shower is coming up.
But on July 1st, it's my sister Charlotte's birthday.
Your sister Charlotte? What?
She's fake.
Oh, she's pretend? Oh my gosh, who is this Charlotte? Everybody, I think all of us had pretend people. Friends. Pretend friends.
I wish I didn't have some real friends, but I don't.
You do. You do have friends. You have Destiny. You got Gio, Hezekiah. But, I mean, they're your cousins, but they still... I don't know if cousins are really friends. I think they're just mainly family. But you definitely got Destiny. Destiny's your friend. When the last time you spoke to Destiny?
I forgot.
It's been a while?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you should talk to Destiny today.
Talk to
Destiny. You got some more cousins.
I don't know.
You got a whole bunch of cousins. We just got to get you around them a lot more. That's all.
Yeah, I wish Destiny was also here, but she's so far away that I can't even see where she lives.
Oh, she's in Florida. You got a lot of family in Florida. A lot of family in Florida, a lot of friends in Florida. You're going to get some friends this year, too. You're going into a different class. You're going to have a bigger class.
Nope, because only when I'm 7.
Whoa, what? When you're 7? What are you talking about?
I want to be 7 to go to.
Just stay where you are. Be 5. Embrace that. Stop trying to grow up so fast. Let's talk about that. Why do you want to grow up so fast?
Because I feel like it. I like to be 7. Because 7 is my favorite number.
I think we all were the same way. So busy trying to grow up and not appreciating the time that we're in. Trust me. Be a kid as long as possible. Have as much fun as you can, because guess what you're going to have to do? Work. Like daddy's working, always trying to pitch ideas, always trying to get stuff put into stores, meetings. Oh, guess what? Here's the big one. Always leaving the house, right? No plan. Barely can play.
You just like to leave the house. No.
I don't like it.
You like you you like it because you just want to get away from us, and I know it.
No, not at all. I want to stay here. I actually want to stay in my pajamas just like you all day. But I can't because I have to go out here and make sure I take care of stuff and get the bills paid because the bills keep on coming. You know why? Because we keep running the electricity. We keep running the water. We keep running the gas. We use the car. In and out all the time. That's what it's about. Yeah. See, so part of the goal is to, in a sense, make a lot of money, right? So you don't have to worry about struggling with your bills. But with the world being the way it is, it's kind of hard to make a whole bunch of money because the people who you need to get the money from are getting sick. And they're not spending the money or they... say pass away. Yeah. So it's difficult.
Dad, will you come back before we go to Target? Mm-hmm. Can we go try to make some friends?
Sure.
So you mean that when you come back home, you're gonna see me in my morning clothes, and then you're going to take me to the park so I can get some friends?
Oh, let's see.
And then I can stay with them?
If we go to the park today, I'm not going to promise you that you're going to see people out there. Because when I come back, it may be people at the park. It may not. I don't know. So, we can go.
Please take me to the Tyson Park. Oh. Not the green park.
Which one? Which one? The one that's the yellow one?
Yeah, yellow and blue one.
The yellow and blue one. Okay.
Yeah, next to Sam.
Okay, over there.
Because you keep on taking me to the green park.
I thought you liked that one. You don't like that one. So you be talking. So when you say the Tyson Park, you talking about the yellow and blue one.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we definitely can do that. Because you meet friends out there, for sure. You definitely meet a lot of kids out there. That's the one. That's the one where all the kids go to. And the kids only be out there for like 15 minutes though. Everybody just goes out there to that park for like 15 minutes and then they out of there. They don't stay long.
I wish they would do it for 50 minutes.
50? That's close to an hour. You would think that most of the parents like their kids play for an hour. Because when I go out there with you, I be thinking to myself, yeah, let them play for like an hour and a half. But those kids, their parents be coming and going. It's like 15 minutes, and then they out of there. So, yeah, we can go to that park when I come back. You got some schoolwork to do today?
Yeah, but I think...
What do you got to do, math?
I think so, handwriting.
How's math going for you?
It's getting boring, so I don't like doing it.
What, math is getting boring?
Yeah, I don't like doing school.
Oh, boy, we got to change that because you got to do school for a long time. So, okay, how can we not make school boring for you?
I don't know. Just make it boring for me.
Just make it boring. So, school is boring. So, that means that's not good if you're not excited to do school. So, looks like I'm going to have to put my work on the back burner and refocus on how to make things fun for you during school because you have to do school for a very long time.
The only type of school I want to do is play.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. It's not unfortunate. I'm going to finish my work today, and then when I come back, we're going to focus. Me and your mom are going to sit down and talk about how we can make school more interesting for you, because it's cool doing all the stuff that I'm doing, but it's not cool that you're bored with school. So I don't care about work when it comes to you not being able to handle how boring school is. School shouldn't be boring. There's two things I think about when you say boring. Either you way too smart for what's happening, or you really bored for real.
I'm really bored for real, and you can just make things. I just want to draw, play, and all that other stuff. That's all I like to do. I like to draw because I'm better at it. Mm-hmm. I like to play because I like it. And
I figure just, that. I figure that. That's why we. That's exactly why we wrote Anaya's Adventures, because we noticed that you just like to play. You know, somebody would be a fool not to read those books. Those books are very exciting because all you like to do is play, and I knew that. There was a. I gotta find this video. When we first knew that you were going to be a girl, we saw you in your mama's stomach. There is a video that I recorded of you as a little tiny person just jumping around inside your mama's stomach. And I didn't know that you guys would, you know, be doing that. But you was jumping around, moving around. It was so interesting to see that. And I couldn't wait to see you. I couldn't wait to see what you look like. And you turned out to look exactly how I thought you would. A mixture of me and your mom, you know. And you're getting so big. You're 5 years old. And you're so smart. And I don't want you to be bored. I don't want you to be bored with school. Because school is very important. It's so important. That's how you learn how to draw. That's how you learn how to write stories. You got to learn how to have some structure from school.
No, it's not that. I watched this type of video called drawing, mm-hmm. all this other stuff, and then I found out that if I draw me, I might just draw inside the lines.
Well, you know, you're going to figure that part out. And drawing, don't be so hard on yourself when it comes to drawing. You're going to make mistakes. It's not going to be perfect. You just keep on trying again. I know it takes a long time, but you have to take your time when you're drawing. Just like when you paint. Take your time when you're painting. So, are you going to finish that strawberry up today? Do the outline?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that strawberry is for your watch?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's Kayla's going away present?
I want to make a picture mm-hmm. of her jumping up and she throws the basketball in the basket.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Cause when it's time to go on the 25th, I want to show her the present that I made. She's going to be so happy that she's going to take the picture with her.
Oh, that's going to be good. I think I can see that. Yeah. Are you going to draw that today or when are you going to? I'm going to paint it. I keep on saying draw. When are you going to paint it today?
I'm going to draw it.
You're going to draw it?
Yeah.
You're not going to paint it? No. You're going to put on a piece of paper?
Yes!
Oh, I thought you was going to paint it.
Okay. I didn't really feel like painting it, so I decided I wanted to just draw it, because paint goes all over your shirt and face.
Okay.
All over the place.
I guess that'd be cool. That sounds like a good plan. Well, so I've learned some things today so far. School is boring for you, so we're going to make sure we change that. So I'm going to do my meeting stuff today.
Make sure you don't change it, because just let me keep on being bored.
No. Listen, I'm going to come back. Yeah, I'm going to do my thing today. But when I come back, we're going to figure this whole thing out, because we can't have you bored with school. And as much as I need to work, I don't think working that much is important of how bored you are.
Yeah,
so we're going to fix that, because I don't think you realize how much school you have to do. You got a lot of years. And if you're bored now, we got to change some stuff up.
Yeah, but all I want to do is see you. So I just want to go. So after this, all I want is to get my money and then put it in my thing so that I can go change my clothes. And then you can take me with you, because I just want to see you.
But I'm here every day. I'm here all the time. You just don't want me to leave.
No, it's not that. It's not that I don't want you to leave. It's just that I want you to take me with you.
Oh, you want to come with me when I go out there into the world. Well, that's not a place for children. It's not. Trust me, I wish I could take you with me everywhere, but I can't. So let's wrap up this podcast. You're about to make me cry. My name is Darshan.
My name is Anaya.
And we are the creators of BabyAuthors.com. And we're going to wrap this show up. I got to talk to Anaya about a lot of things. I'm a very involved father. So what's more important to me is that I'm here for my child. I'll see you guys later. Peace.